Since its beginnings in the 1950s, the Church of Scientology has attracted a lot of attention, much of it unwanted. High-profile celebrities like Tom Cruise and John Travolta helped raise the church's profile and appeal, especially in the 1990s. But reports of harassment of critics and former members and claims of ill treatment of active members have exposed the darker side of a highly secretive, some would even say vindictive, organisation. Tony Ortega is a New York-based journalist who chronicles what the church is up to on a daily basis. He's written a book about one woman who was harassed by the Church of Scientology so intensely and for so long that it destroyed her life. The church referred to her as Miss Lovely. Tony Ortega, welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Who was Miss Lovely?
Paulette Cooper was a magazine writer in New York, and she was very attractive. And she decided that the Church of Scientology was something she wanted to investigate. And so she wrote one of the first books about Scientology. It came out in 1971, and the title was The Scandal of Scientology. It was a very harsh book. And at that time, L. Ron Hubbard decided that the Church of Scientology's spy wing, which at that time was called the Guardian's Office, should do everything it could to destroy her.
And how did they go about destroying her?
There were so many different operations run against her, and that was actually one of the things that was really interesting for the two of us as we worked on this project together, was to find that there were multiple operations she didn't even know about until we thoroughly investigated this. But they tried to harm her reputation, tried to smear her about her sex life, and they ran very complex operations about her trying to get in trouble with the law. All of this was spelled out in detail in documents that the FBI later got a hold of when it raided Scientology in 1977. So that's how we know what they were up to. They tapped her phone. They were keeping tracks of her daily movements. And they really did everything they could to destroy her. And it got to the point where she was indicted and facing 15 years in federal prison for a crime she did not commit. And she came very close to killing herself over it in the summer of 73.
How long did it take for the truth to come out that she was framed and being harassed by the church?
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, she managed to get that trial averted, but this was still hanging over her head until the FBI raided Scientology in 1977 for a different reason. The FBI raided because Scientology had been breaking into federal government offices, not just in the United States, but around the world. They were infiltrating government offices, trying to get information about what the government had on L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology. Finally, one of their own spies switched sides, and this raid occurred. And while they were going through the hundreds of thousands of documents they got, they found these operations against Miss Lovely and realized they were talking about Paulette Cooper. So in 1978 was really when that information came out and she was exonerated. But Scientology continued to run operations against her after that, well into the 1980s.
Why did you want to write her story, and how cooperative was she?
She was cooperative. I had known her for some time. I mean, if you're in this field, you know about Paulette Cooper, and I had gotten to know her. I was at the Village Voice at the time. I had written some stories about her. And the more I got to know her and looked into her story, the more I realized it was really kind of a mess online, that people seemed to know things about her story, but they really weren't. They didn't check out. And she was still confused about some things. I decided it just looked like the kind of a great field for a journalist to really dig into and get the true full story. So, one of the things we investigated together is we found out for the first time really how she survived the Holocaust as a small child. And we ended up investigating her entire life, and that's what this book is about. And it was very satisfying for both of us. I mean, it was not easy for her. She told me multiple times it was difficult for her to go back into those years and think about what she went through. She's doing much better now. She really liked to put those years behind her. One of the things that she's unhappy about still is she wishes more people would come forward now and apologize to her about what they put her through. And we were fortunate that during this project, one man did that. His name was Len Zinberg. And he came forward to us and admitted that he had been part of those operations, and he totally regretted it.
The Church of Scientology is highly protective of its reputation. How have they responded to your book? I imagine you have to proceed very carefully.
Well, I'm very fortunate because there are so many government documents, and many people that have come forward have left Scientology and are willing to talk today. So I wasn't too concerned about the material in the book, much of which comes from, like I said, Scientology's own files. And they didn't really respond to anything factual in the book. They just called me some names, which they usually do. They called me a parasite, but that's fine with me. I mean, I'm a journalist. I'm used to that kind of thing. The one thing they objected to, which is so strange to me, is they're very unhappy that Paulette, in her original book, mentioned Charlie Manson's interest in Scientology, and that I repeated that in my book. And that, for some reason, that drives them crazy. They never complain about anything else, about all the things they're accused of in trying to destroy Paulette Cooper's life, but they just don't like it when we bring up the fact that Charlie Manson, when he was in prison, did a lot of Scientology exercises.
Why does Scientology fascinate you so much?
I'm fascinated by the secret of nature, the fact that there are still so many mysteries to solve about L. Ron Hubbard and how he came up with all this and why people get so into it. I think if you get to see Alex Gibney's film Going Clear, you really get to understand how interesting it is that really creative, good people get caught up in this thing. And then, you know, years later, they come out and they're just sort of bewildered. Like, how did I ever think that way? I just find that really fascinating, the way Scientology kind of preys on human nature and the desire to improve yourself, and then is capable of doing things that are really kind of shocking. So I don't know. I find it endlessly fascinating.
On RN Drive, my guest is Tony Ortega, a New York-based journalist who covers the Church of Scientology, and his book is called The Unbreakable Miss Lovely. He's joining us to talk about his new book and his forensic investigations into the Church of Scientology. You have a website dedicated entirely to news of the church, and you've spent the past 20 years researching the church. And every day you make a post. Is there really that much to say about the church?
You know, I decided to do that 4 years ago. There was an incredible story unfolding in Texas, and here I was in New York, and I was the only journalist covering it. And I started to realize that there's something going on about Scientology all over the world. I mean, today's post, for example, I have some interesting interviews of some people that we're talking about things they haven't talked about before. And then just as like an add-on, I put in there that there was a decision in an appeals court in the Netherlands denying Scientology tax-exempt status. That's a big story. And that kind of thing comes in every day. Scientology is really battling all over the world, in Australia, South Africa, Canada, United States, and Europe. So I just never have a shortage of things to write about.
And what have they done to you? I mean, given you spend so much of your time scrutinizing them, what's the blowback you've gotten?
Yeah, you know, I try not to make it about me. I feel like, you know, I'm a reporter with a front row seat to a great story, but they do make it difficult to cover them. And when Alex Gibney interviewed me for his film, he asked me about that, and I, you know, it's Alex Gibney. I kind of have to answer the question. I told him that, yeah, they harass me on a regular basis. And just as an example, I told him that their chief dirty tricks private investigator had twice just showed up at my mother's house. You know, he's just there to make her uncomfortable, to make me uncomfortable. And it's just started up again. I just found out they're starting to call up family members. It's just what they do. And I'm very fortunate. I've got a good support system. You know, people like what I'm doing, and I just do my best to ignore it.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Tony Ortega is a New York-based journalist currently in Australia to promote his book, The Unbreakable Miss Lovely. He's also appearing at the Wheeler Centre in Melbourne this Sunday, which, if you're keen to attend, is a sold-out event, unfortunately. But you can read his blog online at tonyortega.org.